What used to be simple may now be more complex. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Martin Krieger, professor of planning at the University of Southern California, explains that as we look deeper into what we thought we knew, new details emerge.
Whether it be prime numbers or elementary particles or atoms, and again, what we once took as elementary has proven to be composed of new, more elementary objects. If we want to solve simple equations, such as x squared minus 2 equals 0, we are forced to acknowledge numbers such as the square root of 2 and add them to the integers. And then 3 is no longer prime, for it may be divided by 1 plus the square root of minus 2. The previous generation's elementary particles turn out to be composed of new elementary particles once we look at higher energies. Atoms are made of electrons and nuclei. Protons are made of three quarks held together by gluons. Families or symmetries organize the elementary objects. The chemist's periodic table is grouped into horizontal and vertical families of elements. Physicists group particles into clans and families organized by charge, spin, and other quantum numbers. Mathematicians describe a tower of number systems beginning with the integers with their own symmetries. The behavior of elementary objects is determined by their family, much as it happens in society. At each more articulated level, families break up into what might be called nuclear families or discovered to be part of clans. New elementary objects now compose what we once thought were the fundamental constituents of arithmetic or of nature. When the muon was discovered, the physicist I.I. Rabi asked in surprise, "Who ordered that?" The scientist's goal is to be able to infer the existence and properties of those new elementary objects from the behavior of elementary objects at the less detailed level.
That was Martin Krieger of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.